Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Tangerines.
Waiting to be discovered on home video after a limited release in the U.S. this past spring, Tangerines is the first film from Estonia to be nominated for the Best Foreign Language Film Academy Award. It's a marvelously acted character piece that bounced around various countries and the festival circuit for well over a year before finally landing on American screens only after the Oscar ceremony was a couple of months old. And if you'll forgive me for butchering a couple of the Georgia and Estonian-based names, the almost 70 Lembet Ulfsak gives one of my favorite performances of 2015, and director Zaza Rushadze strongly directs his own occasionally simplistic screenplay. It's a claustrophobic 87-minute corker that works like a stage play for the first hour before embarking on some more flamboyant gestures towards its finale. Still, its quartet of main performances and the focus on two wounded opposing soldiers being hidden in the home of an elderly tangerine farmer attempting to keep them from killing each other is riveting filmmaking. You most likely missed Tangerines in theaters, so make up for lost time now. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website reviewed by markleonard.wordpress.com, and Mark will be back next week. Did you see that very unfortunate story from about a week ago? A man in his early 60s falls from the upper deck at Turner Field in Atlanta with the Braves play down to concrete and is killed. Several people injured at Major League Baseball games this year. Remember the woman at Fenway Park earlier this year? Took a broken bat against the side of her face? Very graphic YouTube videos. And the woman in Pittsburgh, she was right behind home plate. They have that net, and she was right up against that net. So when someone sends a foul ball back there, that net gives a few feet, and it struck her right in the back of the head. There is now a conversation beginning that it is time to protect fans at Major League Baseball games. If someone falls in the upper deck down below, there really isn't much you can do about that because that doesn't happen that often. But for these people that are being hit, you have to put a net up. They did it in hockey after a girl was killed at a Columbus Blue Jackets game a few years back. It protects people from flying pucks. It is time for a net from one dugout all the way around to the other side and make it tall enough. Oh, but people won't pay to see the games. Of course they will. They will get used to it. Used to have wide-open dugouts, and players could get hurt going in after foul balls. You have gates now in front of every single dugout. They've protected the players. Let's protect the fans. I was in Cleveland recently, first time I ever went to an Indians game, and they said, it is your responsibility to make sure that you're safe at this game. Maybe it's time we do something in all of these stadiums to make sure that people are protected. Let's be honest. You get someone that's sitting very close, they're not paying attention all the time. What do we do nowadays? Everybody's on their phone. Guy brings his wife and kids to the game, and they sit right by the dugout. Do you think they are looking at every single pitch? Of course not. The wife's down on the phone, checking this. The kids are looking around, looking at the mascot, everything else. It is a potential for tragedy. And what about these vendors that walk around very close to the field with their backs to the game, selling their hot dogs and their peanuts and their assorted wares? Very easily to just take a line drive foul ball off the back of the head. It's time to get very serious about protecting the fans a little bit better at Major League Baseball games. No, you can't protect everyone. But when you build these stadiums where you're going to have people sitting closer and closer to home plate than they ever did before, do something to make sure that 100-mile-an-hour line drives don't land where people are sitting that aren't prepared to deal with 100-mile-an-hour line drives. Just my little stand on the soapbox for today. Well, moving right along, we know exercise can help you lose weight, have more energy, and help fight off some illnesses. But did you know that exercise can even improve your memory? ACE-certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie has the story in this week's Fit in a Minute.
Researchers at the University of Illinois, Rice University, and Ohio State found that older people who walked consistently for a year had measurable increases in the area of the brain that aids in learning and forming memories. Half the study participants gradually worked up to walking moderately for 40 minutes three times a week. The other half focused on weight training, yoga, and stretching for the same amount of time. After 1 year, the toning group had the normal amount of brain shrinkage that comes with aging. However, the walkers had about a 2% increase increase. They also had an increase in the protein that helps fight Alzheimer's disease. When your oxygen levels are low, your ability to concentrate, learn, or recall is inhibited. The message for all of us is that it's important to exercise regularly, that you don't have to overdo it. Make time for daily workouts, and remember that moderation and consistency are key. Strength and flexibility are also part of a well-rounded wellness program. I'm a certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. Stay with us. Coming up next, we will chat with Gary Buffo. He is president of the National Limousine Association. He has raised some very interesting concerns about Uber and Uber drivers. We'll have that conversation. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to be smarter without going back to school or even working for it? Here's how, and the social science of it. Social psychologists advise that people who are quiet, those who don't talk as much, well, they come across as smarter than they really are. We just assume they know when they may not have a clue what everyone else is talking about. So, to look smarter, just keep your mouth shut.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut!
Spend more time with your mouth shut and people will think you're smarter than you really are.
Yeah, I know. Shut up and listen.
What's the cheap psychological trick? People really believe that still, quiet waters do indeed run deeper. It's not true, but that's what they think. So, you know what, guys? You might as well take advantage of it. I'd love to hear from you. Please send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Fake Green, Harrison with you. We recently looked at ice-panicked walruses, but compared to the polar bear, they have it easy. Polar bears are among the most ice-dependent of all. A new 23-year study reported by Julia Whitty found that Hudson Bay polar bears have declined along with the ice more than 20% in 20 years. Polar bears are so desperate for food that they're actually turning to cannibalism. So desperately hungry are they in a zone once a snowy white frozen hunting habitat, perfect for their white fur to hide in, that current ice melting means not only no food, but no ice to climb onto to keep from drowning. Remember, what we do here affects them there. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.